the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Wow, there's so much going on, isn't there? There was a full moon over the weekend. There was the solstice. Summer's over. Fall is here. But unless you live in like LA or Florida or in all these wonderful places where it's always warm, then summer is eternally here. I just love summer, but I love fall because when I hear the word fall, I just think of cashmere all the time and I just want to like wrap myself up in it. Well, speaking of clothing, did you all tune into the Emmys? Boring. Did y'all feel it was boring? I was just like, oh, really? Like, what is going on? It just felt like no one was there. Really, like nobody was there. Winners weren't there. And I don't know. I just think for the 65th anniversary, it should have been something amazing. I mean, we're here 6 years at Max and Friends, and we're bringing you some amazing shows because we have Damona Hoffman coming up in just a bit. She is like, dear Mrs. D, y'all about to get your love groove on and find out how to brand yourself to be loved. And we're going to talk to her about her new book because really I think that if you're ready for love, what you're looking for is looking for you. And then we've got Amira Salone coming up. So just in case you feel like you're ready and you're doing all the things that Damona Hoffman tells you to do, then maybe our guest, Amira Salone, will tell you when love is coming your way. Because she is the psychic. She's the love psychic. She's got her Oracle love cards. So we're just all about love tonight and spreading love around the world. I think it's important tonight that we just send our love to Kenya because there's some crazy nonsense happening there in Kenya. So Africa, we give you a moment of silence. Kenya, stay strong. On that note, you know, girls, I know y'all tuning in tonight and y'all want to call in, so do Ronan a favor and don't just call in yet because Amira's not even on, but the number to the studio is 323-203-0815. That is the number here, so do put that into your cell phones and hold it and save it because whenever Amira's on, or Maria, or whatever psychic we have on, that's the number to call into the studio. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Stay interactive with me, people. I'd love to hear your questions. And of course, if you want to know more about what's going on here at LA Talk Radio, just go to latalkradio.com. Go to the Play Store. Go to the, you know, the new iPhone i5 came out. So update your LA Talk Radio free app and go get it there right now. So girls, I know that you all need some love. And you ever back in the day when Samantha Fox used to sing that song, Naughty Girls Need Love Too? Well, this is for you, girls. Stay tuned, because Damona Hoffman's coming up, Dear Mrs. D, on Max and Friends. Naughty Girls Need Love Too, Samantha Fox. And when we're back, we've got a great guest who's going to tell you how to brand yourself to find love. Stay tuned.
Maybe, just maybe, naughty girls need love too.
Hearts that never
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Samantha Fox. Naughty girls need love too. Don't they just need love too? Don't y'all need love? Well, if you're looking to find love, then you're tuning in to the right place, which is Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio, because tonight we have Damona Hoffman joining us and Amira Salone. And Damona Hoffman, now she's Dear Mrs. D. She's a professional dating strategist with nearly a decade of experience in the world of online dating. In addition to writing a bi-weekly column on JDate.com, I know a lot of you listeners are on JDate.com. She is also a contributor to the Huffington Post, YourTango.com, and hosts the weekly radio show Dates and Mates on UBNRadio.com. Dear Mrs. D has been on Fox, NBC, CBS, and various radio programs, including tonight, Max and Friends. Now, if you all want more information, go to DearMrsD.com and, of course, on Twitter, @DearMrsD. So that's just the letter D, y'all. And then go to Facebook, Dear Mrs. D. But stay here on Max and Friends for now, because tonight we're going to talk about Spin Your Web, how to brand yourself for successful online dating. Now, I know some of you might not be into online dating, because I've been getting tweets all day. Thank you all at Max Tucci. So let's have Damona Hoffman pull up her mic, and let's welcome her to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. How you doing, Dear Mrs. D?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me, Max. I'm going to try and change everybody's mind, all those naysayers about online dating. I'm going to change your minds tonight.
You know what? Let's talk about you, because we want to know, who is Dear Mrs. D, and how do you actually help people find love?
Well, I call myself a dating strategist, and what that is applying the same sort of focus that you do anything else in your life to your dating life and getting results. So I did this myself, actually. I met my husband online 10 years ago, and you know, it took a little bit of creativity to be able to find the one online. I was actually working as a casting director at the time, and I taught classes for actors in marketing themselves, because I found there were really talented people that they just didn't have the right headshots to get them in the door. They didn't know what to do when they walked in the room to catch the casting director's attention. So I was like, I gotta help these people. So when I was online dating at the same time, I realized there were a lot of similarities between what I was telling the actors about how to get noticed by a casting director and what I had to do to get noticed by the kind of guys that I wanted to meet online. So when I started applying the same branding principles that I used to teach the actors to my own online dating life, I ended up meeting the love of my life.
Look at that. Now, I heard you say a couple of things in there, so we're going to talk about them. But first off, do you think that if a woman has this long list, or a man for that matter, has this long list of what they want, that they're never going to find what they want?
Yes, but more often I find that people have a long list of what they don't want, and they're so focused on the negative that they're missing the positive. And this is happening a lot with online dating too. It's sort of like online shopping. You know, everybody's looking for the perfect thing. So there are people that you know, if you met them out at a bar, you'd be like, she's cool, he's cool. But online, there's this hyper scrutiny. And so, you know, people end up eliminating potential options that might have worked if they met in a different setting.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are always saying, well, do I go to a matchmaker? You know, I've never heard of a dating strategist until I've had you on my show. So you're the first dating strategist on Max and Friends. So tell us the difference between a matchmaker and a dating strategist.
Well, I say it's kind of like that old Chinese proverb, the matchmaker will bring you the fish, and you'll eat for that day. You'll have that date for that day. But with dating strategy, I actually teach people how to fish so that they can feed themselves with a lifetime of dates. So, you know, the matchmaker has their pool of people, and, you know, there are a lot of great matchmakers out there that really make an effort to find people beyond those that are already in their database. They don't all do that, but the great ones do. But I actually work with people on developing new skills, new patterns in their dating life, everything from flirting to confidence building to conversation. You know, when you're in your 20s and you're going out all the time and it's easy to meet people, you know, a lot of people don't need a dating strategist. They don't think of it. But when you, a lot of I work with a lot of women particularly that are in their 30s and 40s, and they're spending their whole day, you know, wearing a suit to the office and being in a leadership position, and they're not going out as much anymore, and they're not practicing flirting. They're actually practicing male qualities, being stoic and, you know, being being sort of unavailable. So those patterns, are you're creating patterns when you're practicing that all day long. You're not practicing dating. So I help my clients get out of their shell and practice some new ways to attract the mate that they're looking for.
That's fantastic. So it really is about just getting back to the basics. You know, it's the simplicity of be a woman, be a man, right?
Yeah, I will say that's part of it. But I also, I consider myself a modern dating strategist, a modern dating coach. And so I do believe that there are factors in it, there's with technology and also just with the way that our roles in society have evolved that have impacted our mating rituals.
Well,
so
you know,
I also
it's
take
funny.
Those into consideration.
It's funny that you say that because, you know, in there's so many different outlets out there on the internet and Adult Friend Finder if you want sex and J-Date if you want a Jewish man. And, you know, there's so many. Match.com, this.com, everybody's got a .com. And it's funny because, you know, we do a lot of shows here about sex and dating and when's the right time to go online and all that stuff. And I had a guest on a while ago and we were talking about the gay world. And gay men, they just go on Grindr and they find somebody and there's no attachment. They hook up and that's it. And it's so funny because the straight world, if they had a device, if there was a device for the or a site, what do you think the sex would be as intriguing as the dating? Because there's so many dating sites, but there's not enough sex.
Yeah,
sites.
Well, there are some sites that, are meant to emulate the Grindr. The Grindr themselves, they have a hetero app called Blender. And then there's also Tinder, which has gotten very popular. So the sites are there, and they operate in the same way. But, you know, women don't operate in the same way that gay men do. So,
right.
You know, they tend to go on those sites, but they're still looking for a more serious relationship a lot of the time.
Now, here's the deal. We're talking about this tonight. I'm getting tweets over here, and people are like, oh, my goodness, I thought that I was going to be able to tune in and get some advice. And you are, because we're going to give it to you now, because my wonderful guest, Damona Hoffman, she has a book called Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. So tell us about your book and give some advice to those who are online and they have 1,000 men saying, hi, you're hot, I want to meet you, but they don't know the next step. So give us your spin your web.
Well, here's the deal. I wrote the book because I was tired of people coming to me and saying online dating doesn't work. Online dating definitely does work. And, you know, we've heard the statistic many times, you know, from every eHarmony commercial that 1 in 5 marriages are now beginning with an online dating site. And some statistics even say 1 in 4. So it's working, but if it's not working for you, you may not be going about it in the right way. And that's why I think it's really important to apply these branding principles that I talk about in Spin Your Web to online dating and really get out of your own head. A lot of people put up a profile and they're like, you know, oh, my girlfriend said that that's a cute picture and, you know, my mom took this picture and I'm going to let my aunt write my profile. And it's really nothing about them. It's a list of qualities that they think that they want in a mate or like all these great things about them. Or worse, they'll negate themselves by saying something like, I'm just as comfortable in a pair of sweats as I am in a pair of high heels. And they'll say things that contradict just to be more, try to be more attractive to more people. But it's the total opposite strategy that you need to be using. You need to think of it from the point of view of the person reading the profile instead and consider that they're reading hundreds, maybe even thousands of profiles. So you really need to be more specific to stand out and get the most bang for your buck.
Y'all got
that? That's what the book's all about.
And of course the book is called Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. You can get it at BarnesandNoble.com, iBooks, Amazon.com. Can you give us a way that women tonight can brand themselves? One little tip?
Well, first, be yourself. Don't lie about your age. And, and, you know, really, don't be afraid to show parts of your personality that are quirky or unusual, because that's really what's going to make you stand out. And for any of your listeners that are in Los Angeles, I'm actually doing a live boot camp next weekend on the 28th.
The
so,
Love Olympics.
You can learn a lot of this stuff, you know, hands-on with me and my entire coaching team will be there. So dearmrsd.com/bootcamp for anyone that's listening and would like to attend that.
September 28th. So tell us about the Love Olympics.
You know about the Love Olympics.
Yeah, Love Olympics.
It's really the biggest event we've ever done. It's totally like everything I give in my one-on-one coaching programs, I'm giving it to a group in the Love Olympics. So we'll cover, I have my flirting coach coming, and he's going to go over ways to create chemistry. There actually are ways that you can create chemistry. It's not something that just magically happens. You can initiate it. So he'll be sharing some of those secrets. I have a four-time Emmy-nominated stylist, Lorianne Robinson, and she's going to be joining to talk about how to dress for your body type so that you are flattering yourself with the clothes that you're wearing and you're dressing appropriately for the date so you don't go to the restaurant looking like you're going to the boardroom. And then I also have my wing woman, and so we'll all be talking about ways to really be clear about your dating process and go about it in the way that will bring the least amount of stress and the best results possible.
All right. Does that sound good to you all tonight tuning in? Because we have Damona Hoffman on Dear Mrs. D. So tell us about, like, where are really good sites that people should focus on, and where are some sites, well, let's just talk about the good ones. So where should people go to find, you know, not like this floozy love, but where real people are going to look for love?
Well, finding the right site is really it's very a personal thing. It's something that I do work with my private clients on, finding the right match, because it all depends on how much time do you have to search. If you have very limited time and you don't like going through profiles, because you have to do that to really get, you have to be proactive to get the best results. You can't sit back and wait for messages to come in. So, you know, if you don't have a lot of time to do that, then maybe Match.com is not the right site for you, because that's all self-led, and you know, you have to do all the searching yourself. Maybe you'd be better suited for a site like eHarmony, where you fill out a personality profile and then they match you based on that. You don't do any searching, they just send you the people that they feel you match with. So, you know, there's niche sites out there. If it's very important to you to meet someone who's Christian, maybe you go to Christian Mingle. If it's very important to you to meet someone that likes yoga, you go to Om Singles. You know, there's a site for everything.
Everything.
But I do recommend that you're on multiple sites at once, because it doubles your chances of making a match. And also, you know, you keep in mind that the amount that people pay for the service is generally indicative of their level of seriousness. So you do tend to find someone that's looking for a relationship more on the higher and sites, and on the free sites, you may run into more casual daters.
And for God's sakes, use a recent picture.
Okay, yes.
Right? There's nothing.
That's,
worse.
Yeah, rule
like,
number
how
one.
Did the date work out? Because you used the picture from 20 years ago.
Truth in advertising. It's branding, you know? If you buy a product online and it's not the same thing that you thought you were getting, you're going to send it back. So it's the same thing with online dating.
Well, you just might dump it on the curb. But we just have a tweet right now, and someone says, you know, a woman, to get a man is to act like a lady and to think like a man. What do you think about that?
I think to get a man is to act like yourself.
Yeah.
And to be strategic about where you're going to find that right person. Because so many times people come to me and I'm like, well, what's your dating strategy? And they're like, my what? Like they've never thought about it. They think he's just going to show up and ring my doorbell. And unless he's a UPS man, it's not going to happen.
But, you know, it's funny because it all goes back to also, I always believe in what you're looking for is looking for you, but you got to do your work. You know, people aren't just going to show up at your door, and unless you want the UPS man, then you better start ordering a lot of lingerie. Other than that, you know, the simplicity of dating, I think, is to be honest in what you really want and to break out of the patterns of pathology that you've been using for years, because obviously they haven't been working, and try something new, like buying the book Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. And if you're in LA September 28th, then you got to go to the Love Olympics, because there you're going to look, get it's a boot camp, you're going to get some boot camp loving advice. So,
getting paid for love.
There you go. DearMrsD.com/bootcamp. And of course, tweet her at DearMrsD. That's Damona Hoffman, the author of Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. Maybe you need to pull out your whip too, ladies, if you want to get some kind of love in action, if you're into that kind of stuff. Do your thing. But has, you know, the book 50 Shades of Grey, the movie's coming out, has that changed the online dating in any way?
Oh, I don't think so. But, you know, women always had fantasies. You know, these romance novels were always around. So, you know, it's just shedding light on what people were already doing behind closed doors anyway.
There you go. Well, you know what? Open up your doors, go into your offices, go online, get the book, Spin Your Web, How to Brand Yourself for Successful Online Dating. Damona Hoffman, thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends.
Thanks, Max.
Great. Enjoy those Love Olympics. I want to hear about more. Tweet me. I want to hear about how that's going on.
You better believe it. I will.
In touch. Thanks so much. Well, everyone, right. If you're ready for the joyride, then you want to hear this next song by Roxette. Join the joyride, because when we're back, Amira Salone is joining us. Call in 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio if you want to have your questions answered by Amira Salone. Call us. Until then, join the joyride. On Max and Friends.
Come and join the joyride, everybody. Get two tickets here.
Hello.
Want to join the psychic line with Amira Salone and Max Tucci on Max and Friends? Because you all are calling and blowing up the switchboard here. Ronan's like, you got callers. I said, wait, because we got my girl, Amira Salone, joining us. And she's here. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here.
Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Good. Was that an energetic intro for
you?
Oh,
my God. I love your energy. You're on fire.
Well, speaking of being on fire, girls, if you just love that first segment with Damona Hoffman and you feel like you're on fire, call your pharmacist and get some cream for that. But anyway, Amira Salone is here. We got to make you laugh because love, it's a beautiful thing once you have it. Sometimes the road to getting it sucks, but, you know, Amira has these wonderful cards, her Oracle Love cards. So go to AmiraSalone.com, purchase them, let them guide you. But until then, let's take a caller, Ronan. Right now on Max and Friends, take the call, Ronan, because he's like, we got calls, Amira Salone, my darling. All right.
Okay, bring it on.
All right, we'll bring them on. But until we get to them, we got to, they all dropped. Everyone, call back in. We didn't answer quick enough. That's all right, because the lines just keep ringing, and we don't answer them. And then little voice comes on and says, please try your call later. So anyway, darling, tell us what's going on right now with basically just the energy of where we are right now. Wait, we've got a caller, so hold that thought. Take the call. But there's a lot of really good energy going on, and I feel it happening. We're in a transition right now, and we've got a caller. So, caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Nikki. I'm calling from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Nikki from Connecticut. This is my sister, Amira. So, Nikki, take it. One
Nikki.
Question. Nikki's birthday is November 10th, and her first name is Nikki.
Yes. Nikki, you're gorgeous. How are you, sweetheart? Good to hear from you again.
I'm good, and you're beautiful yourself, inside and out. Thank you.
I think Nikki needs some of those love oracle cards as well. I can feel that coming into Nikki's life very soon.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Before you two have your connection, Nikki, ask your question.
No, she nailed it. It's where's my love life, because it's been exactly a month since I spoke last, so I just wanted a little update on where my love life is headed now.
What's been going on, Nikki, is this huge full moon in Pisces has just left us a couple of days ago, so that would have been quite impactful for you, and being a Scorpio, it would have been maybe a little bit emotional and thinking about the past still. Now, the full moon in Pisces, and this goes for everybody out there who's listening, the full moon in Pisces is about endings and completions and also lost loves coming back into your life or trying to reconnect. But usually it's just to say goodbye to them and understand what it is that they're not serving you in your life today and why you left them in the first place. Because a full moon is a culmination of an ending, and a Pisces full moon, Pisces signifies the past and also way, way, way past. So you might hear from somebody 6 years ago or something resurfacing in your life. Now, the three cards I've pulled for you today are showing me, Nikki, there's travel coming up for you or something long distance or moving forward with yourself and with your life, something tropical as well. I'm also seeing a palm tree there. And also letting go of control. It's letting go of control of how, when, where, and why the right person for you will come in. And I feel that the trip coming up for you soon is going to assist you in really letting go and just feeling like you're blessed in the moment. And really not caring anymore. I think sometimes we have to give up caring too much about, you know, trying to work out the relationship and how it's going to happen and just be happy in ourselves. And I tell you what happened. I was in Seattle doing a workshop at the East West Bookstore. I had two beautiful men coming up to me, and they were just so spiritual and on the level and just really connecting with me. I thought, you know, when you're living your bliss and you're just doing what you love doing, the right people just walk into your life. So that for you, I feel, Nikki, is the message.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know things are turning around for you. This full moon was very intense. It was very heavy for a lot of people. So just keep focused at the moment. Keep balanced. We're still feeling the effects for another day or two, and then it will ease off. But you are on the, you're coming into much better times, especially approaching your birthday and from your birthday onwards.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Blessing.
Okay, sweetheart.
Now, Nikki, before you run, why don't you give Amira a little bit of your testimony, because you had quite the testimony, don't you, from your last reading?
Absolutely. Everything as far as moving out, cleaning out the clutter, I moved to a new house. I cleaned out all the closets. I put myself out there. I got the phone call that was unexpected.
Wow.
Super.
That's awesome. And also, Nikki, just one last card for you. I've got new love floating into your life on a beautiful, beautiful beam of light.
Perfect.
A sparkling new love just floating in on a nice pink crystal. So there we go with that one.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a good night, guys.
You're good most night, welcome.
Wow, wonderful. You know, speaking of the Oracle cards, I received mine. I love them. I've been playing with them. Not playing with them, but...
Yeah.
Like, literally, they become part of, like, my, like, just a fun routine of life, you know, and they are the guides.
You can play with them. You can play with them, Max. They're light and breezy. They're a lot of fun.
Super. Well, the number here is 323-203-0815 if you want to call us at the studio. Give us a call. Amira Salone is here. But, you know, let's talk about what's been going on, because there is some shifting. It's been happening. It's the age of Aquarius. It's in the atmosphere. And everybody, I want you all to join the joyride of love. So Amira, tell us what's going on in this next month for the joyride of love for everybody, because that full moon is out of here.
Yeah,
and Pisces is like that fish out of water, is flapping around and no longer. So what's next?
Okay, we're going into dried fish now. Yeah.
There you go.
So what's next is basically we've had also the planet Pluto turn around, and Pluto has been going backwards in Capricorn for quite some time. So that's easing up a lot of things as well. This is about deep lessons. It's about really learning the lesson and moving forward. And I feel more towards Nikki's birthday and after Nikki's birthday, so from around the 11th of the 11th and onwards, I just feel that things will get a lot better for a lot of people.
All right. Well, we've got another caller, so stand by. Caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Stephanie calling from Vail, Colorado.
Stephanie, what is your birthday? Just the day and the month, please.
November 23rd.
All right. Amira, take it from there.
Okay, Stephanie, lots of blessings to you. I hope you're enjoying the weather in Colorado at the moment.
We're getting snow.
Ooh, lovely. I'm going to come up
first day of fall.
I want to go skiing in Aspen this winter, so I hope to see you up there. Okay, Stephanie.
That'd be lovely.
Thank you. Stephanie, do you have a little question for me, or would you like just a general?
Just a general would be fantastic.
Okay, I've got children around you, so something about children coming into your mind or around you in your life. If you don't have any children with you right now, it could be just a childlike feeling, a feeling of something new happening. I've got a flow of money and abundance coming into your life, so it could be a financial thing that's on your mind first and foremost. And it's saying to be discerning about a financial deal coming up for you or a major transaction. I do feel that you will be buying and selling something very soon, and it will be very lucrative for you. I do feel you've got a pay rise or promotion coming up that is beneficial for you. You've got a very abundant year that is from now for the next 12 months. And that's what I feel for you. Yeah. So, Stephanie, was there a money thing around you that you were thinking about?
Yeah, well, actually, I was thinking of changing jobs and trying to increase the income. So hopefully that will present itself very soon.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the thing to do, I feel.
Excellent. Well, and then I do have my girls. So I have three girls and three daughters, and I love them very much. So that's good to know.
Oh, beautiful. That's fantastic. I'm happy to hear that. And lots of blessings to you.
Thank you. You as well. Hope to see you in Vail or Aspen soon.
Thank you so much.
All the
wonderful
best.
Thank you, Steph. Cheers. So listen, people who are interested in meeting you, how can they find you on Twitter?
I'm under Psychic Amira on Twitter, but I generally, all the links are on my website. So it's amiracelon.com, AmiraCelon. Or you can join my Facebook page, and I often put inspirational tips and tricks on how to use the cards and just daily things on my Facebook page. So they can follow me on that, and I'll be putting events and things I'll be doing throughout the year on. So,
super.
Yeah, or they can
There's
have
a million ways to find you.
Yeah, or they can have a reading with me on Skype voice chat, and we can do a reading, or via email if they're too shy to talk to me.
But you know what? I think that everyone needs to get your cards so they can get them right at amiracelon.com and click there and get the cards, because you'll know what we're talking about. So let's take this next caller. You see, the lines are blowing up whenever you're on. I just think it's fabulous. Yeah. So take the caller, and caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
This is EB.
EB.
How are you, Max?
Good. How are you, EB? What is your birthday? Just the day and the month.
July 7th.
July 7th.
Fantastic. EB, that's a beautiful birthday. Where are you? Where's your location, EB? What city or state are you in?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Beautiful. Okay. EB, I've got a relationship that might be on your mind this year. You're looking at sorting out a relationship that you're currently in. So if you are single, it's about creating or bringing in a relationship. And if you are already in a long-term relationship, you might be questioning that, and that will be coming under scrutiny over the next few months. Okay. Do you have a specific question for me?
Well, I was just curious about my career, because I feel like I've been struggling with changing my career and figuring out what I've been wanting to do.
Okay, perfect. Well, you're a dreamer, and you're also very creative, and you might be in a different sort of industry to that. So that's where you have to have the insight to be with people who are quite sensitive and in tune and nurturing. It's very important for you to work in a nurturing environment with nurturing people, and it's all about the people. They have to feel like family to you, and they have to feel like you're being nurtured, and also they're not aggressive or bullies or anything like that, or too masculine, because you're a 7-7 and you're also a Cancerian, and you absorb energies. I see you more in a small company working. It's either out of a house or in some sort of like loft or It looks quite artsy, sort of like in a loft situation. It looks almost like a family-run business or a small company that's out of a small premises, and the people work very nicely together. I see about five people all together. So I do feel there is a contract coming in for you soon. This is a time for you for spiritual growth, and the cards are showing me that. You will be offered a contract through or from a woman. She's a mature woman, and you will really like her, and you will get on very well with her. It's also very important for you to be around women. You get on better with women than you do men, and you relate to women, and women relate to you because you're sensitive and caring. So that's the sort of thing. So I feel that you've been in the wrong environment, and this is why you're feeling you want to have a change. You do have the ability also of making a lot more money as well, and I do feel you're going into triple income figures at some point. I'm not sure if that's already happened, but it's going to increase a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. That's
okay. It's definitely over 100,000 I'm seeing.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
amazing. No, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Evie, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to talk to you real soon.
All right, thanks.
And
bye.
Have a wonderful night. Evie, I've got just more message that came through. I'm being shown the meatpacking district, and I'm not sure exactly why, but it some significance connected with that.
Okay.
Evie, does that make sense to you?
I mean, looking for a different career, yes, and doing something differently, yes, but nothing really comes to mind with the meatpacking district or anything like that.
And also somebody by the name of Ben.
Ben.
Or a B sounding initial. So network with the people. Yeah, keep your eye out for a networking connection. I feel like he's located in the meatpacking district and he might have the connection for you for your next link for your career.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess I gotta go searching.
Yeah,
Evie, you have to keep me posted.
Okay, I will.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Night. Now, Amira, it's like all of a sudden people call in and then you give them all this advice and it might not resonate now because, you know, people, they're excited. It's their first time talking to a psychic or, you know, there's just this flow of information. And then all of a sudden, like a day later, they're like, oh, that's exactly, it makes sense. Or a week later or when they bump into Ben or whomever. So, you know, right off the bat, if you don't feel like it resonates with you, go to the latalkradio.com page /max. MAX.PHP. You could hear all of the show there because it goes into the archive. Tweet me at Max Tucci. We'll send it to you. So that way you could listen to your reading and then let it click in place.
Yes.
But because it doesn't just make sense right away, but it will happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
That I promise you, because I have a great update for you. We had a caller the last time you were on named Elaine, and you told Elaine that you saw her moving, that you saw the number 3, that you saw water. You've never met her before. She sent me an email. She wanted me to tell you. She might call in. She wanted me to tell you she moved to a place.
Wow.
The number is 111.
Woo!
And there's an apartment and 3 corners of the apartment are on the water, on a lake.
How beautiful.
So
that sounds perfect for Elaine, actually. I remember her energy and she was very much needing something fresh and new. Also, when I do a reading, Max, I find that a lot of people have come back and told me that their whole life changes after the reading. And I feel it's an energetic shift. I feel like somehow I reprogram their guides to open doors for them quickly. And I'm a very impatient person, as you may or may not know. And I always like things to happen very quick. So when the readings do happen and things are out there in the universe and the consciousness of people, I feel that things, from what I've seen to previous clients, happen very quickly. And it could happen in a week, like you said, it could happen in 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But it's something that is not going to be like 6-12, you know, a long time into the future, 6-12 months.
These are psychic readings on the go.
Yeah.
It's the microwave minute. We live in this microwave generation. But, you know, I want to talk to you real quick. But before I talk to you, there's a mantra that I just want to play for everyone.
Yeah.
It's called the Kama Deva Mantra. It's a sacred love-making mantra. So let's bring that energy in here, Ronan, if you could play that for just a minute. On Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci. Stand by because we've got Amira Salone here, a psychic, to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Kama Deva Mantra. It's amazing.
Kama Pujitaye Namaha. Om 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 Kama Pujitaye Namaha.
Ooh, isn't that good, Amira?
Oh, that was beautiful. You're so creative, yeah. Max. I love you.
Well, we need some love, that vibe out there, you know, because that's what the world needs now is that sacred love making. I think that's the thing. If you don't want to have relationships and it's all just about sex, it's not going to last. You need that sacred love making. There's more to it than just, you know, stick it in, pull it out, don't mess my hair up kind of a concept. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it real. But, you know, let's do something. You can you pull some cards for me?
Yeah, totally.
Let's see what the cards have to say.
And since our last show, Max, I have been doing cards for myself almost every day. Good. And posting them on Facebook. Good. And a lot of people are saying everyone's relating to them for themselves as well. It's like a universal card.
You see?
I'm just shuffling for you. I'm
absolutely.
Cut
now,
them,
while you're cutting
I
them, think? Like, how is it that you get all of a sudden these like sensations of knowing?
I just have psychic flashes. I just have psychic flashes and new visions. I don't know, Max. Sometimes it's just something I try not to analyze too much. And I just let it happen. Yeah. It's just one of those funny things, you know. And you're very intuitive yourself. You have lots of psychic visions yourself. And they just pop into your head because everyone has an intuitive ability. It's just about opening the door to allow them to come in. Now, what I have here for you is a new venture, a new project that's going to be like a new love for you and uh-huh. letting go of something also from the past. So I'm seeing something from the past letting go, a uh-huh. new love coming in, and you are going to be so passionate about this thing. It also has a lot of creativity involved in it. It's got fashion involved in it. It has music, fashion, image, and attitude. So I think you can relate to that. It's in the deck of cards that you have of mine, Amira's Love Oracle cards, it's a young female. And the young female is creative, she's sassy, she's about music and fashion. And that is the outcome of this true love for you. So it's something to do with being out there in the public eye and presenting it. That's what I feel.
Super. And I love it. I receive it.
Yeah, I would be surprised if you do a fashion line with that card. And it's a work situation. I feel it's very much a work thing.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I receive it. Now, here's the thing, people. The reading that you just got, after your reading, open yourself up to the atmosphere, to the universe, and just surrender and receive what Amira is telling you if you want that in your life. Because she can tell you all these wonderful things, but you might not be ready to receive them. So if you want to receive them, open up your arms, surrender, and receive. Right? You know, because it's like... when people tell them, listen, here's what this is going to be, your life is going to be fantastic, there's this, 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 and this, and then people are like, oh, okay, that sounds good. How's that supposed to manifest? Open yourself and say, I receive. Let's take the caller because I receive you, caller.
Yeah.
On Max and Friends. Hi, caller. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Danny from New York City.
Hey, ooh, Danny. So I just need from you your birth date and the month and the day.
February and the 5th.
The 5th of February, Danny. Fantastic. Another Aquarian on board. And Danny, do you have a specific question for me at all?
Just looking at potential career changes or, you know, kind of where that's going.
Okay. The thing is, Danny, in the numerology this year, you are in a year number 4. So that's your birthday added up to 2013 and brought down to one number between 1 and 9. You are in a 4. If you're feeling like it's a bit of a restrictive year or a boring year, it's because you're in a number 4 year. This year is about consolidating. It's about putting down foundation. It's very good for money, property, real estate. It can be good for a career move, or it could be good for moving up in the current role that you're already in and consolidating that role. It could be also a year where you're asking for more money where you're currently working. I do feel shifts of change coming in more for you next year after your birthday. I feel this year is about tying up all the loose ends. It's about doing your taxes. It's all those boring stuff. You kind of feel like you're in a square with a 4. It's a 4 walls closing in around you a little bit. But this sort of energy is very good for certain things. So it is good for organizing your finances, budgeting, banking, real estate, property, asking for more money, and that sort of thing, and also putting out the leads to your network and your social networking to ask for more jobs or better jobs to come through. I feel that you'll get the best job towards the end of the year, and as I said before, around your birthday next year, around that time frame. It's a little bit further off for you, but I do feel that no time is wasted, and whatever you do this year will be a plant. You're planting seeds to reap the rewards of the change next year.
Great. And do you see me staying in New York City, or are these career opportunities somewhere else?
I feel that there's quite a few career opportunities elsewhere. I'm being pulled towards Washington, D.C., and I'm also being pulled towards Florida, or going further south from New York City. I feel that sometimes maybe the energy of New York is a little bit too much for you, and you might want to move slightly out of the city if you want to enjoy that kind of opportunity of being there. But I do feel there will be other opportunities. I'm also seeing Connecticut and some smaller states around New York. Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Super. All right. Thank you so much, Danny, for calling.
Great. Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. My pleasure. Amira Salon is with us tonight, and Max and Friends. Ronan, if we have one more caller, we'll take them, because we got to wrap this show up. Speaking of wrapping things up, we've been talking about sex, everyone, so wrap it up, because we want to keep you around. So that's my public service announcement of Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you missed any portion of this show, shame on you. Tune in next Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me look at the calendar real quick and see what we've got going on. We have so many shows booked, y'all. I'm just so excited to be bringing you, like, really good stuff. And so definitely stay tuned to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, do we have any callers? If not, we're going to end the show, because we got to get out of here, because I only have 1 hour. And I have my friend Nikki coming over, because we're about to go out in just a little bit. So, Amira Salon, thank you so much for being part of the show tonight. You know, it's always a pleasure having you on. We might have to have you back
next week,
because we have people who are just blowing up my Facebook right now, because I put in, call us now for your free reading, the real free readings with Amira Salon, but they're not all free, because you know what? This is part of Amira's passion. It's part of her profession. So do find her online. I suggest that if you all had a reading tonight, call her and work out a deal so that you two can have a really good psychic relationship together, because it's about building your future and knowing what you should do. And it's just good to have a guide. And she is your guide, Amira Salon, on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. It's my pleasure. And can we have you back next Sunday?
I would love to come back, Max. It's always such a pleasure to be on the show with you.
It's a pleasure is mine, and I look forward to I receive to what you told me that I'm going to find and do. So just let that all come into my life.
It's all in Florida. A lot of it's going to be in Florida.
Yeah, my young female. All right, my young female. Well, you are my young female, Amira Salon. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And again, Amira, AmiraCelon.com. Also go to Psychic Amira on Twitter. and just love one another, people, with all the craziness that's going on. And Princess Janae, I got to give you an update, everyone. We played last week a song out to her, I Didn't Know My Own Strength by Whitney Houston. Well, you know, when people die, I say their spirits are too big to remain here on Earth. So she had to go. What's the point of staying here when your spirit is that big? So, you know what? Everyone who's mourning and who's sad and, you know, doesn't understand life, just know that her spirit was too big to be here. And that's what I really feel about people who die, let's say, quote unquote, early. Their spirits are too big. So don't mourn them. Celebrate them. And on that note, celebrate life this week. Take it to the max. Love one another. And let's just really, let's live in a world of peace and love and joy and harmony and all the good things and abundance. Open yourself up to receive it. Ask the universe for it because it's yours for the asking. Amir Salone, have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too, Max, and lots of blessings to you and everybody.
Namaste and blessings to you. Namaste. Everyone, take life to the max. I'm out of here. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Good night. Max Tucci on LA Talk Radio.